This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Oh, my baby, when you're older, maybe then you'll understand. You have angels to dance around your shoulders. 'Cause at times in life you
31-year-old singer-songwriter Mindy Smith still does her clothes at a Nashville laundromat, but this may be the year she gets her own washer-dryer. Smith's first album, One Moment More, was released this week, showcasing a voice that's understated yet powerful. Those two qualities made her cover of Jolene stand out from the likes of Shania Twain and Norah Jones on last year's Dolly Parton tribute album. Mindy Smith is a Long Island native. She visited NPR studios last week to talk about her debut CD, which opens with the song Come to Jesus. Well, with a first recording, we learn a lot about the artist. We learn, for one thing, you have a very spiritual side that's very prominent in this recording.
I do. You know, my father's a minister. When I have a struggle, I tend to just put a prayer out there like everybody else does. And a lot of times my songs wind up being the vehicle to do that.
Is there a commercial risk to that because you're not what they call, a Christian artist?
Sounds like there probably is. I have a hard time understanding why people get so offended by somebody singing about Jesus or, you know, that's the only, they don't get offended by singing about Buddha or, you know, whatever. People really get offended by that, and I think that's really sad. But it's okay, I understand. There's been a lot of, you know, problems with the history of the church, and people are really, they have a lot of angst towards it, and I understand totally. I can't really let it get to me. 'Cause I know I have other things to sing about.
You can try to keep me down, you can try to keep me under, but you'll never get my will, you'll never take my will to fight. 'Cause I was born at the bottom of this mountain I am scaling, and I'll probably climb it, climb it till the day I die.
Where does fighting for it all come from?
Comes from a really difficult place in my childhood, not being encouraged by mentors that should have encouraged me in music. I think there's a lot of people who go through similar situations like that, and nobody talks about it. People won't talk about it because they're embarrassed that they were rejected, or they were embarrassed because people told them they weren't worth anything. And I got a lot of that. Fortunately, I had a family support that was incredible. If I didn't have that, I'd be, you know, who knows where I'd be.
I know I'm not that pretty, I'm only average smart, with an overwhelming uncanny need, just a need to survive.
Your parents adopted you when you were a baby.
Yeah, I'm very blessed. Recently, I just started to look at it like, as my life has gone through different eras or different times, I've noticed that I end up where I belong. Even if I don't like it, it's easier to look at it as an adopted person as, okay, well, God picks me up and puts me where he wants me to be, than to look at it as a rejection issue. It's easier.
One Moment More is about your mother.
Yeah, I wish she was around for this. I'd give it all, you know, just to have her back.
You were still a teenager when she died, right?
I was 19, mm-hmm.
That's a time you really need a mom.
I still need a mom. I don't think you ever don't need a mom. I think, you know, that a lot of these songs are about missing her or missing other people that I've kind of slipped through the cracks. We all lose friends. We all move on. We all change the dynamics of our lives.
Can you sing One Moment More for me?
I can try. I sure can.
Even though I know you're leaving, and show me all the reasons you would stay. It's just enough to feel your breath on, to warm my soul and ease my mind. You've got a hold. Show me now. Give me just one part of you to cling to and keep me everywhere you are. It's just enough to steal my heart, then fade out with the falling sun. Oh, please don't go. Let me have you just one moment more. Oh, all I need, all I want is just one moment more. You gotta hold. Maybe I'll be the so hold me, even though I know you're leaving.
I guess it's kind of a way of celebrating or bringing her back or something.
I think you can look at it like that. I think we're allowed to mourn as long as we want to. I think people get confused in thinking somebody's holding on to something for too long. I don't agree with that. I think everybody's entitled to be sad about something or, you know, rejoice about something they miss in somebody. I think it's really out of line for somebody to say, well, you need to get over it. Unless it's totally disrupting somebody's life, I don't see it as a problem.
I don't know how to articulate this. The way you sing is very naked, almost. If you're not in top form, it isn't going to go well. You know what I mean? I'm not saying this well, but...
I think I understand what you're saying.
I mean, you gamble. You really lay it on the line. That's the way you recorded it, too. There isn't this wall of sound. You don't have backup chorus. There's no place to hide.
No. Part of me did that on purpose. I decided that I wanted this record to represent me out of the gate as best that I could. It was so important to me to make a record that, you know, was as honest as it could be. I mean, if people are interested in what I have to say, what an honor and what a treat. You know, I mean, that's just icing on the cake.
I'm just a little girl, I'm raggedy, yeah. Making believe I'm happy.
Mindy Smith, her debut CD is One Moment More. An extended version of this interview and more of Smith's music are at npr.org.